Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
It's time to salute your sports on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU.FM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back.
What was
to
that noise?
Another fantastic edition. That wasn't me. That was Chris. That James accidentally shuts over the air before he realized it. But
I'm sorry, guys.
Once again, another fantastic edition of Salute Your Sports. I am not a phony, good sir. I am Matthew Terry, your host. Alongside me, co-host Chris Mitchell and producer James Stanley. As always, for a jam-packed edition of SYS this Wednesday afternoon. Mizzou basketball's had a bit of a big week for the men and the women. Of course, the men with their big 79-78 win over Arkansas last night. The women getting a big win over Texas A&M over the weekend. Robin Pinchton picking up her 500th career win as the head coach of the Missouri women's basketball team. And for the brunt of the show, we will be having a Mizzou baseball and softball preview, because softball has gotten underway. Baseball gets underway this weekend. Let's figure we talk about some of these things going all around the diamond here in mid-Missouri. But first off, James, I've noticed something about you in the last 10 minutes I've sat here in the studio with you. that you have been rather frantic today and rather jumpy and really just soundbite happy. So
but only over program two.
That's true. I mean,
if you could imagine the air horn going through.
Yes, because
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, because Bohemian Rhapsody was playing before the show started. What those at home do not know until now is that James was playing so many sound bites during Bohemian Rhapsody that were basically ruining the song. So, James, I want to do this for you right now. I want you to just get it all out as much as you can. You have
one. I was getting it out on program two.
Well, too bad.
You're doing it again. It's like that scene in King of the Hill where Hank is forcing Bobby to smoke all the cigarettes.
You're going there.
James, you have 1 minute to play as many sound bites as you want. Ready, go.
Just go hog wild, dog.
Can't be that good.
That's all you got?
Don't destroy our listeners' ears, James.
To the no.
You know what else I feel bad for? I feel bad for the people out in the hallway.
I found out we could do something new through MegaSig or through the Pioneer I never knew we could do before.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Are you just playing? Like, are you just loading up the same soundbite on both sides of the Pioneer? You have 15 seconds if you want to do more.
Run the dang ball.
All right, I'm cutting you off.
Bring them out.
I'm cutting you off right there, James.
Bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time.
That's not even a sound bite.
Yeah, it is.
This is the other intro to the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another exciting edition of Salute for Sports. I'm Chris Mitchell here with Matthew Perry and James Stanley.
This is not how this is going. This is not a thing that's happening. I will not stand for a mutiny on my own show.
It's time for a mutiny. Let's see how Matthew Terry handles his first mutiny.
I'm the captain now.
Friend of the show, Chinmay. I can't even remember his last name.
Chinmay Valeda or something like that. I can't. Oh, that is a story right there that is not getting told over here. Mizzou basketball, a 79-78 win over the Arkansas Razorbacks last night. Mizzou, as is tradition basically at this point, jumping out to an early 10-point lead. They led by as much as 14 in the second half before Arkansas came roaring back and made it a 2-point game near the end of the game. Mizzou was able to get a stop on the final possession. A missed jumper by Harris of Arkansas, rebounded by Jeremiah Tillman to cap off a 21.5 rebound day with just three fouls for Mr. Tillman and for Mizzou's third SEC win of the year. Good win for Mizzou. Good way to avenge the loss down in Fayetteville earlier, but still some problems shown by this men's team.
You see what Konzo Martin said after Louisville blew that 23-point lead?
What did he say?
He said something, I'm paraphrasing, he said, welcome to the club.
Woof.
Blowing 23-point lead with 10 minutes remaining. Mizzou blew a 22-point lead at KU at the half last time they played in Lawrence.
Very few people remember this.
Well, James does.
I remember very well because had they won, I was going to drive up and down Massachusetts Avenue in Lawrence, Kansas, blaring Mizzou music with my Mizzou flag out the window. And I probably would not be alive today to tell the tale.
So maybe it was a blessing in disguise. No, it wasn't. I'm so lost.
Ouch, that hurt. Especially on the day before Valentine's Day. Thanks a lot, Chris.
I'm sorry. You know I appreciate you, James.
So doing some quick research before the show, which I should have done previously.
Can we
I realized that that the win over Texas A&M for the women's squad was not Robin Pinchon's 500th career win.
That was the Vanderbilt one.
Yes, that was Vanderbilt on Saturday. Mizzou beat Texas A&M earlier in the week.
For an upset.
In overtime, a 70-65 victory. So two big wins for the Tigers.
That's right.
I'm woefully underprepared. Anyways, so the men's team, once again, they struggled. Mark Smith, again, did not play. We knew this team was going to struggle even with Mark Smith on the floor. So without him, it feels like any win they can get is a bonus.
Yeah, I feel that way too. Like, we're starting to see something, especially like down the stretch for this Mizzou team. It's like they play sharp, like very sharp in the first half, at least for a good chunk of the first half. Like they can keep their turnovers down. And then, like, towards like the very end of the game, it just all starts like the wagon wheels start to fall off, and we start to see them rack up their usual, like, I don't know, like 15 turnovers per game or like 20 turnovers per game.
On the bright side, at least, this team is so young. We're seeing them start to develop.
Yeah.
Which shows me that there's something to look forward to in the future, especially if they can retain Jontay Porter for next season.
They're not going to.
Really? Because this is the first time I've heard anyone say one way or the other.
I'd be very surprised if projected lottery pick Jontay Porter stayed another year.
If his brother got drafted without even playing a game, why couldn't he?
What?
Michael Porter Jr.
I know what you're saying, but what is...
He barely played.
Yes.
He barely played, and he got drafted.
Yeah, because he was, like, the top recruit in the country coming into the year.
But you still think that Jontay Porter's a lottery pick, even with not playing this season?
Yes. If he's not lottery, it's barely after the lottery ends.
Yeah, I can see that.
Actually, I saw this earlier today. An NBA mock draft on ESPN had Jontay Porter going 16 to the Boston Celtics.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Not a big fan.
Where'd you rather him go?
Not the Celtics.
No, not the Celtics.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't like the Celtics.
Why don't you like the Celtics?
Be a Knicks legend.
Are you an Indiana Pacers fan?
Ew, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mixed you up with Ross Weber.
How dare you?
The audacity.
I use addition.
Ronnie Suggs has just been like a really good off-the-bench addition to this Mizzou squad.
See, here's the thing. I did not think that in the slightest until this game. There have been times where some of these Mizzou bench players, and it was especially evident on a Saturday in the game against Texas A&M where Jeremiah Tillman couldn't play because of his emergency wisdom tooth surgery.
I feel like that's the whole season. The whole season is just pulling teeth.
Yeah. That Mizzou had 8 scholarship players, including the walk-on Ronnie Suggs, and really very few of them seemed, like, playable even.
Yeah, they just didn't, like, seem ready.
Yeah, and Ronnie Suggs had his best game as a Tiger against Arkansas, hitting a clutch 3-pointer to put Mizzou up 7 late in the second half. Hit another clutch shot and played defense on Daniel Gafford, who ate Mizzou alive through most of that game. Gafford finished with 26 points, 12 for 17 from the field, and 8 rebounds. And Ronnie Suggs played successful defense on him on the last play of the game.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to see Ronnie Suggs earn his keep like that, especially as like a walk-on.
Definitely. And someone that may not have the best game this past night, but that has really grown in the past few weeks has been Torrance Watson.
Yeah.
Especially with Mark Smith out, Mizzou's needed that sharpshooter. And Watson's come in, he's been able to hit some shots. He only scored 5 points against Arkansas, only went 2 for 5, 1 for 4 from beyond the arc. But he has shown flashes of potential. And it's a big jump going from Class 3A in Missouri to playing in the SEC. Should have expected some struggles out of him, especially early in his freshman year. But the more he handles the pace of the game and the intensity of SEC college basketball, that like the more he should grow and the more we'll be able to see out of him.
Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely one of those things where it's like Torrance Watson will definitely get better over time.
Yeah. And that was good. That's pretty much the whole point of the year, especially once Jonte Porter went down, is just watch the young guys grow.
Yeah.
And to watch Tillman really transform into like a 15 and 8 guy a night, and to watch Mark Smith really just be able to put anything he wants into the basket. Watch Javon Pickett also grow into a legitimate scoring wing for Mizzou. It's really just showing glimpses for the future. And the more of these guys they'll get in next year, more of these top recruits, the better it will be for the Tigers. And there's legitimate hope around this program for the first time in a long time. On the women's side of things, Mizzou with a 69-46 victory over Vanderbilt on Saturday. As we mentioned, Robin Pinchton, her 500th career win. One of the best Mizzou women's basketball coaches of all time.
I feel like,
if not the best.
That's got to put her like in like the echelon with like some of like the best Mizzou overall coaches
that's
of all
fair.
Time.
I am not up on my Mizzou women's basketball history. I'm not the Mizzou historian of the group.
I'm afraid not either.
Don't look at me. I mean, I know there's one. There was a famous coach from back in the same time of Norm Stewart.
Okay.
Pat something, maybe? I don't want to sound like, well, I'm already sounding like an idiot here, but.
Don't worry, we all are.
It's cool.
It's the nature of the show, James.
It's one thing I love about Mark Twain. He said it's better to keep your mouth shut and be thought an idiot than to open it and remove all doubt.
That's fair.
There's a Simpsons bit about that.
What?
There was a Simpsons bit about that.
The Simpsons bit about everything. There's been like 30 seasons of that show.
There's been a Simpsons bit predicting Salute Your Sports.
Yeah. Big stat in that Mizzou game, Sophie Cunningham, 27 points with a career-high 7 3-pointers made off 13 shot, 9 for 16 overall, including 8 rebounds and a dominant win for the Tigers, who just every single game continue to perplex and astound me. We say it every week, James, Chris, and we're just going to keep saying it until this team proves me wrong. I have no idea what to expect from them every single game. They go and beat a good Texas A&M team in overtime at home, destroy Vanderbilt, and they'll probably come out and lose whoever they're playing to next because they're just that inconsistent.
Who are they playing next?
Exactly.
Joanne Rutherford, that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Is that who they're playing next?
No, that's the coach from Mizzou I'm thinking of.
Ah.
Took them to the NCAA first round a couple, 3 times, Sweet 16 appearance.
Oh, they're playing 5th-ranked Mississippi State on the road tomorrow.
Oh.
Oh.
So they could probably win that one.
Yeah. Casually. Casually playing national champions from 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be one of those things where...
Oh, that's going to be bad.
They win by 422 wins.
They win by like two, and then Sophie puts up like 30 points. Something like that.
Inject it into my veins. Yeah, all
please.
Right. We're going to take a short break, but... When we come back, we will be talking about Mizzou baseball and softball. But first, I have a big KCOU event coming up this Saturday. KCOU live at Willie's. That's right. Don't miss an exciting opportunity to catch KCOU live at Willie's on Saturday, February 16th. From 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., our flagship sports Saturday show, No Huddle, hosted by fearless KCOU sports director Josh Neighbors, will be live at Willie's and Bullwinkle's. The guys will be doing live trivia, giving out prizes in addition to breaking down Mizzou and college hoops as well as the NBA. So come out and support KCOU live at Willie's and Bullwinkle's this Saturday from 12 to 2:30 p.m. and stay for the game as Mizzou men's basketball takes on Ole Miss right after the show. Take a short break, folks. When we come back, diamond previews for both the men and the women in baseball and softball. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Comfy and Nautica for good vibes. start your day. Wednesdays from 10 to noon here on KCOU.
A delicious power breakfast. Great way to start the day.
I'm Brandon Anthony.
And I'm Keegan Hartman.
Make sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to me.
And me on our new show, Breakfast of Champions.
Here on KCOU Sports, KCOU 88.1 FM.
Looking for a fun night out in Columbia? Check out a concert at Cafe Berlin. Looking for that great brunch after a fun night? Cafe Berlin has you covered for that too. Check out their stacked concert schedule and brunch menu at CafeBerlinComo.com or check them out at 220 North 10th Street. Also, follow them on Twitter and Facebook at Cafe Berlin and on Instagram at CafeBerlinComo.
This is DJ Mega Seg, your favorite robot DJ, only on KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM.
Sports. I am Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell, James Stanley alongside me for another fine Wednesday edition.
Happy Valentine's Day, Matthew Terry.
Happy almost Valentine's Day, James. It's not Valentine's Day.
I heard it's called Galentine's Day, where it's just gals hanging out being pals.
Happy Galentine's Day, James.
Aw.
I like how you just stared at him for a second. It was just like, aw.
See, James, I do care.
We care here at Salute Your Sports.
We care.
Are you sure about that?
No.
No.
No. You know what we do care about here, James? It's Mizzou baseball and Segways.
That's right.
But
it's baseball season.
Yep. Mizzou baseball will have their first pitch of the 2019 campaign this weekend in Jacksonville, Florida, as they take on North Florida. Steve Beazer opens their 2019 campaign with a three-game series against a team I believe is nicknamed the Ospreys.
Ah, okay.
On February 15th through the 17th, for the fourth consecutive year, Mizzou starts their season in the Sunshine State for a team that has already had their season derailed due to sanctions because Mizzou baseball cannot compete in the postseason, just like softball cans.
Nor football.
Nor football. But we're not talking about football right now, are we, James?
Nope.
That's why I didn't mention that.
We're talking about America's favorite pastime and baseball.
And baseball.
So football.
Baseball.
Soccer.
Football.
Rugby.
Anyways.
Curling.
There are.
Equestrian sports.
Top golf.
Salute your equestrian sports.
Are you done?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. So there are a few good things to look out for Mizzou baseball this year. There have been some tough times in the past few years for the Tigers. They did make the SEC tournament last year, just barely by the skin of their teeth, before losing to, I believe, was South Carolina at around 1 a.m. in that game. That was the fourth game of the day of the SEC tournament, and one of the games had a rain delay in it. So the game started at like 11 p.m.
What is it with South Carolina and rain delays?
I know, just the worst. But if you are looking for a reason to go out and watch the Tigers hit the ball around this year, then make sure you watch out for junior player Cameron Meisner, who has been named a preseason second team All-America by both Baseball America and Perfect Game.
Yeah. Dude was a beast last year, and any indications, he should be like the brightest spot on this Mizzou baseball team. So look out for him.
Definitely. Cameron Meisner, he did miss the last 22 games of last season, but he did have a breakout sophomore campaign at the plate. Led the Tigers in average doubles, triples, on base, slugging, and stolen bases.
Yeah.
I mean, as a sophomore. Pretty much if you were looking at a category for Mizzou, and Cameron Meisner was leading, James, what was that?
It was like a tape football. It was like a table football with like a piece of tape. But yeah, Meisner just like destroyed every single like record for Mizzou that season as far as baseball goes. It's like Matt Terry said, he was a sophomore.
Yeah. He had a .360 average, a .497 on base percentage, meaning every other time he went to the plate, he got on base.
Somehow, some way.
Cameron Meisner was a stud last year. He was a 2017 freshman All-American when he hit .311 during his freshman campaign with 75 runs scored. And also the stud pitching of T.J. Sycamo.
That's right.
T.J. Sycamo was Mizzou's primary Friday starter in 2018 after coming out of the bullpen 2017. Looks to be their Friday starter in 2019 as well. He tallied over a strikeout an inning, 76 Ks in 70 innings, with a 3.34 ERA. He only allowed 3 earned runs over his final 3 starts. And Mizzou, who always seems to have some sort of talented pitching on this team, whether it's Tanner Houck, whether it's going back a little bit further, Max Scherzer, whose name was just escaped me for a bit, even guys like Kyle Gibson as well.
Aaron Crow.
There are always some dynamite starters for the Tigers, and T.J. Sycamo just looks to be another one in that long line of great Mizzou pitchers, and I'm really excited about what I see from him this year.
I'm a little bit surprised he was not drafted this last year.
Because I believe with rules based off of when you can get drafted.
Okay.
I think if you get drafted out of high school and you elect to go to college, you have to wait 3 years before you get drafted again.
Okay.
So,
I know.
I did not know that. He was also a 2017 freshman All-American.
Yeah, just like Meisner.
Yeah, just like Meisner. See, we get, there's some gems on this team.
Yep. Meisner is also named, forgot to mention this, to the 2019 Golden Spikes Award preseason watch list, which is for the best college player.
That's pretty
Cameron
good.
Meisner is good, folks. We can't overstate this enough. Sadly, not much else on this team is.
It's like even like the better players on the team are like dealing with injuries right now. Let me just pull out the IR. Yeah,
the Dave Matter tweet. Zach Hanna and Cade Bourmet, a pair of utility outfielders for Mizzou, are already hurt.
Well,
out for the season.
Well, Bourmet was hurt from running into the wall last year.
Right.
Was that him or Hanna?
That was Cade Bourmet.
Okay.
And there's pretty good chances he may never come back after the injury he sustained.
That was a rough one.
He had like, if you want to call it a rehab assignment with the Jefferson City Renegades this summer. And when he came down, his vision is still messed up. Apparently the ball, when it's coming in, he'll see it in and out of focus.
Oof.
So if you can imagine how difficult that'd be to swing a bat at a ball like that.
Yeah, not good.
Are they going to fix the padding there?
They have to,
but yeah. Have they?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Guess we'll find out.
Find out after the first game of the season.
Yep. The first home game, I believe, is in 2 weeks.
Who are they playing? I forget.
We are on top of our game today.
Youngstown State.
Alabama A&M.
Ah, okay.
On February 26th.
Are they the Dragons? Okay.
Alabama A&M are not the Dragons.
No, that's you're thinking of UAB.
Oh, UAB.
Yes. Alabama A&M are probably the Aggies.
That's North Carolina A&T.
It's also Texas A&M.
Yeah.
It's also K-State before they were the Wildcats.
Oh, really?
Yep, they were the K-State Aggies.
Interesting.
Back when K-State was not K-State, I believe they were Kansas. It was like Kansas S&T.
Oh, wow.
Bulldogs, Alabama A&M are.
Okay.
So we're...
Bulldogs can't be... Well, I guess they can't be in the military. Have you seen those videos on YouTube of the dogs that have been running those traps? Not on YouTube, on Twitter.
I have not, James.
Just if you see them, they're like this, like the agility training. They had this bulldog that, like, it was absolutely incredible watching it run up the ramps and through the tunnels and stuff.
Good. Mizzou's first home series, first big home series, is Northwestern, March 8th through the 10th. Which is, huzzah, my birthday weekend. And
hey.
I'll continue my tradition.
Hey, speaking of birthdays, it's Chris Mitchell's birthday.
No, it's not.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
We'll have the Chris Mitchell birthday special next week.
Sweet.
How does that sound?
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I feel nervous.
But continuing my tradition of just going to a Mizzou baseball game and being really cold because it's early March.
Or a William Woods game.
That's true.
Are you going to come help me out this year?
No. But
your loss.
Story time, because I need to fill time. But the first time, myself and Garrett Jones, name dropping, and a few
friend
of our
of
other
show.
Friends. Yep, friend of the show, Garrett Jones. Went to a Mizzou baseball game on my birthday.
Line.
Yep, it was, you've heard the story.
I've not.
It was about 30 degrees outside. And it was a Friday night game. Tanner Houck was pitching against Appalachian State. And Mizzou was up about 9-0. Me, myself, Garrett, and our two other friends, Jack and Ryan, are sitting in the front row. And it's 9-0, and we're trying to stay for the end of the game. But we're, for one, so cold because we're getting all the wind of pretty much the entire stadium coming down on us. But it's also just already cold enough to begin with. So we're trying to amuse ourselves in another way. And we get to start talking about weird family feud, like answers and topics. And we come upon one where the question from Steve Harvey was name something that comes after the word pork. And the lady yells loin and yells loin, L-I-O-N, loin, repeatedly. And so me, Garrett, Jack, and Ryan just start yelling loins in the top of the ninth inning. And then after about 5 minutes of realizing that we're just yelling that back and forth, we look up and Tanner Houck has walked the bases loaded and given up a run and has to be taken out of the game. So
amazing.
We're taking complete credit for that and extending that game probably an extra 10 or 15 minutes.
Ah.
Entirely our fault.
Amazing.
Good job, Matthew Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you. That's my claim to fame with Mizzou baseball.
Shout out to you, Matthew Terry.
That and calling the combined no-hitter last year.
Right.
Anyways, we'll have more nonsense, any other word that describe nonsense. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about Mizzou softball coming up in their season preview. Their season's already gotten underway. We'll detail what's happened to them so far and what's to come for them this season. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1. We'll be right back.
Wait, give me the call letters or what?
KCOU
88.1. Okay. Hey, this is Bob from Best Coast, and you're listening to KCOU 88.1.
KCOU would like to thank Cafe Berlin for their support. Check out Cafe Berlin's delicious and diverse brunch menu at cafeberlincomo.com. Looking for a fun night out in Columbia? Check out Cafe Berlin's live music calendar on their website as well. Thank you, Cafe Berlin, for your continued support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM.
KCOU would like to remind you that Missouri Tiger football and basketball are brought to you by El Rancho. Catch every Mizzou football game and Mizzou men's basketball game on KCOU 88.1 FM and on KCOU.fm. While you are online, check out El Rancho's website at www.columbiamomexicanfood.com or visit them downtown at 1014 East Broadway. Thank you, El Rancho, for supporting KCOU Sports.
KCOU would like to thank B&B Bagel for their support. Located at 124 East Nifong Boulevard, B&B Bagel offers affordable made-from-scratch bagels, sandwiches, pastries, and more. Need an event catered? Call B&B Bagel today and they will take care of you and your event. For more information, visit their website, bbbagel.com, or find them on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, B&B Bagel, for your support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM and KCOU Sports, the student voice of the Missouri Tigers.
Whether it be t-shirts for your charity event or jerseys for your intramural team, One-to-One Print Shop can handle your custom apparel needs. If you need inspiration crafting a design, you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram at One-to-One Print Shop to check out some of their latest work. You can also visit their website at onetoonprintshop.com. That's O-N-E-T-O-O-N-E printshop.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Ooh, okay.
Welcome back. Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM.
The Love Channel.
I'm Matthew Terry. Chris Mitchell, James Stanley alongside me. Mizzou softball has gotten underway already so far this year. They're off to a 3-2 start. But James, what is the most important thing about Mizzou softball's 3-2 start so far?
They're 1-0 against the lowercase KU Jayhawks.
That is right.
It's Kansas.
Mizzou, a 3-2 victory over the Kansas Jayhawks on Sunday down in Tempe, Arizona, as they were playing there for a tournament. In the, I can't pronounce that word, so we're not going to say what the name of the tournament was.
Florida?
I did not know how to pronounce that.
What is it?
The big tournament.
I just said I can't pronounce it. Kajikawa? And James is
I can't
up.
Pronounce this. Proceeds to try to pronounce it anyways.
Kajikawa. I'll go with your pronunciation. Thought maybe it was going to be like Taos or something, like a southwestern United States word, not Kajikawa.
It's Florida. It's not the Southwest. That was Tempe.
Yeah, you said Tempe, Arizona.
Their next series in Florida. I'm all over the place right now. But Kansas jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Mizzou rallied back with two quick runs at the top of the second inning, put another one past them in the seventh to confirm the 3-2 victory. Maddie Norman picking up her second win of the year. Cassie Gasper with the save for the Tigers. Mizzou's had a bit of a good start to the softball season so far. Their first two victories are two big ones, with a big 9-0 run rule victory over Utah, and then a 5-inning, 8-0 run rule victory over 12th-ranked Arizona State. A massive win for the Tigers.
Yeah, and they embarrassed them on their home turf.
Yeah. This win against the Sun Devils was Mizzou's first shutout of top 15 opponents since 2017, and the first time Mizzou run ruled a top 15 opponent since 2015, when they beat then third-ranked LSU 8-0. But really, so far, the offense has been key for Mizzou, as we've mentioned. The least amount of runs they've scored in a game has been 3 so far for the Tigers. Really, just it's been two of the big seniors on the team as well and been massive. Reagan Nash, Colby Romaine, both had multi-hit performances in the opener against Utah. Both of them have had good starts of the year so far, and they're really looking to them to lead this team here in 2019.
Yeah, it's been encouraging to see the offense sort of like maintain its velocity, even though players like Amanda Sanchez and Braxton Burnside, Riley Pierce have all gone, and they were very key parts of the softball offense.
James just had this bewildered look on his face when I just looked at him. But anyways, Mizzou softball, we do know they have to deal with the sanctions as well as football and baseball, so it's going to be a rough year for them as well. Really, you're just looking for, again, some sort of encouraging signs, like in baseball, like we mentioned in basketball earlier, that something in the future, this Mizzou softball team can go up to where they once were in the country and be one of these top premier programs.
What you got, James? Anything profound?
I was going to say, even without not Steve Beezer, who's their early one.
Early one's gone.
Early one, yeah.
Who's the new head coach? I'm blanking entirely.
Larissa Anderson.
That's right. Thank you.
I have it listed right here.
Yeah, I think she'll be able to get them back on the right track to bring them back to what they were under early one. And I think that this early start against Arizona State's good signs of what's to come, even though they are 3-2.
Yeah, especially since they weren't particularly great last year, especially in conference. I think they had like a 6-17 conference record.
Something like that. It was not good.
Yeah, so if you can get them above like 6 conference wins, you're already on like a better track.
Yeah. So a few names that you want to look out for aside from the aforementioned Nash and Romaine. But one of them did mention Cassie Gasper, a sophomore transfer for the Tigers, was the one pitching against Arizona State in her Mizzou debut, blanking the Sun Devils, throwing a complete game shutout. Maddie Norman was the one who pitched against Utah to blank them throughout 6 innings. And the first time, two different Mizzou pitchers through complete game shutouts and back-to-back games since a doubleheader against Iowa on March 15th of 2017. So the pitching's off to a good start. Hitting's off to a good start. And you have to assume Mizzou softball should be able to get it together and prove to be at least middle of the pack in the SEC.
Yeah, I think they were projected to be like somewhere like at least like a top like 35 team like in the nation so far this year.
And the SEC is no slouch when it comes to college softball. One of, if not by far the best.
A couple of years ago, Ross Weber called it the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah.
With how good everybody was, there were, what, out of the 14 teams?
I think it was 2 years ago, every team in the SEC made the NCAA tournament. Mizzou finished last in the SEC and made the NCAA tournament.
It was, I believe, like 12 teams were ranked. It was some ridiculous number.
Oh, yeah, something crazy. But, yeah, really just insane from the SEC and really how tough it is. And if Mizzou wants to establish themselves as one of the top teams in the country, they need to be able to play in the SEC.
Yeah, they can't lose, like, 17 games in conference.
Really, yeah. That's not a winning strategy.
If they could get, elaborate on, like, what I said earlier, if they can get within, like, at least, like a 500 record in the SEC, maybe, like, slightly better, maybe, like, one game below that, that could go very long. That could go a long way, especially in the future, trying to establish themselves as a real SEC powerhouse, at least in softball.
Definitely. So, Mizzou baseball, softball, season's coming up, or in softball's case, season has already started. Any quick thoughts, any last words you guys want to say about these two teams before we go to break?
So far, like, the level of expectations is low. So anything like above a weekend of what we think is going to be, which is not great, I'm down for.
I think it'd be nice if Mizzou be able to win their appeal with the NCAA before the end of the season, but I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up.
Even if they're able to win it by that point.
Or if they're able to just prolong it until after that point.
So they can at least play in the postseason for this year, I think would be kind of a big takeaway for how well this team will perform.
Yep, but As rumors have been going around, do not get your hopes up, Tiger fans, about this NCAA appeal that will be coming up. Just seems to be a rough year for Mizzou athletics overall, but it's not a rough year for Salute Your Sports. Not a rough year for KCOU. When we come back, we will have or not. Nah. So stay tuned for that, folks. You're listening to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Whether it be t-shirts for your charity event or jerseys for your intramural team, One to One Print Shop can handle your custom apparel needs. If you need inspiration crafting a design, you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram at One to One Print Shop to check out some of their latest work. You can also visit their website at onetoonprintshop.com. That's O-N-E-T-O-O-N-E printshop.com.
On Sunday, March 3rd at Rose Music Hall, KCOU and JPS Productions presents Elvis DePresley with Openers Nights, Cordial Sins, and Tiny Cactus. Tickets are available online at the Rose Music Hall website and at the door. Doors open at 7.
Stay Up Late with True False. New for 2019, the Stay Up Late wristband is perfect for music lovers who also want a taste of True False films and parties. You'll get access to all music concerts and showcases, free queuing for films starting 9 p.m. or later, and admission to the infamous Reaction Dance Party. For prices and for more information, please visit truefalse.org.
But why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
You're listening to KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Salute Your Sports here on KCOU 88.1 FM. James, explain yourself.
We're on the Me Channel.
James.
That's a pretty good explanation. That's a pretty good explanation.
I am Matthew
Terry. Just wait for it. Oh. You can thank Ethan Illers for this one.
I'm good.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Ethan Illers. I am Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell, James Stanley, alongside me. 4:40 here on a Wednesday afternoon. It's time for everybody's favorite, oh-so-favorite Salute Your Sports game show. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Or Nah.
Oh, no.
So for those that don't know how this works, I've got a category and a list of things that either do or do not fit into that category. James and Chris have to determine whether it's a yes or an or nah for every single thing on this list. And this one is relevant to what we've been talking about. Gentlemen, these are NCAA schools that have won both a baseball and a softball Division I championship. You guys ready?
Nope.
All right, good.
Well, Chris, you won last week, so do you want to go first?
I can do it.
Chris is too busy texting.
He's too busy looking up the answers.
I'm too busy looking at screenshots of the Link's Awakening remake that Nintendo just announced.
Ah. Anyways, Chris.
I'll go first.
Chris, you're going first? All right, again, NCAA schools that have won baseball or softball championships.
Baseball and softball?
And.
Okay.
Yes, make sure that it... That is, that's clear. All right, Chris, your first school is Mizzou.
No.
Mizzou has won baseball, has not won softball. I have, for the record, I have 7 for each of you.
Ooh.
Hey, how about this? You want this little piece of trivia? What Mizzou Sports Hall of Famer was on that 1951 baseball team? He played first base.
My dad probably knows.
And he also was probably the winningest coach in Mizzou basketball history. You should know it now.
Norm?
Norm Stewart.
Really?
Played first base.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
All right. And James Stanley.
Chris Mitchell.
I'm not Chris Mitchell.
Matthew Terry Mitchell.
That's not true either.
Not doing that. No, sir.
Chris Terry.
Kansas.
Matthew Mitchell. Kansas? Yes. No.
Kansas hasn't won either. Just wanted to make sure everyone knew that. At least Mizzou's won one of them. Kansas has not won either.
1951.
Chris.
What's up?
Arizona. Yes or no?
Yeah.
That's correct. Arizona has the most softball championships, I believe.
Ooh, wow.
I believe it was. But everyone 3 for 3 so far. James, UCLA.
UCLA's had good softball. I don't know about their baseball. Oh, they would have been in Southern California. Go with yes.
UCLA right up there as well with 12 baseball championships.
How many softball?
I don't know.
At least one.
I didn't look that part up. I just saw that they were 12 baseball championships. Well, yeah, what do you want from me?
But you said baseball and softball.
Yeah, they've won in softball.
Oh, they have? So
yeah.
Okay.
I just know that. All right.
All you need to know.
Chris.
Booth review.
Chris.
Catch.
Oklahoma.
First sound. I'm going to say or nah.
No! First one wrong. Oh, Oklahoma has won both. James. Texas A&M.
Chance for the lead? No.
It's for the lead.
Yeah, it's for the lead.
James is taking the lead.
3-2. Oh,
3-2.
Folks, I'm in trouble.
You are in trouble. Chris. Cal State Fullerton, notorious baseball powerhouse out in the Big West.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, correct.
Sticky fingers. Sorry, I'm eating some Butterfingers over here.
Wouldn't that be the opposite? Because that would make your hands more, like, slippery.
Well, no, you can have Butterfingers. It means you have butter on your fingers, but if you eat a Butterfinger, that's a chocolate candy bar. It's sticky.
Thanks for explaining what a Butterfinger is to people at home.
Yeah, I was just mansplaining there. Sorry.
James.
Stanley-splaining. Stan-splaining.
Florida.
Splaining. Florida?
Florida.
Florida? Let's go yes.
Florida. And I'm still 1 point in the hole. This isn't good.
Yep.
It's one run, excuse me.
One run.
James perfect so far with four. Chris with three. Chris.
Eh?
LSU.
No, we're not.
LSU has not won softball.
Okay.
That's no N-E-A-U-X.
Yeah. Go Tigers.
Running through this so far. James. North Carolina.
North Kakalaki. I'm going to go with no. Five
right.
for five?
Again, James is five for five. Chris needs to stay with him right here.
Help.
North Carolina. I forgot to mention this for Florida State. Florida State has the most of championship appearances without, or most College World Series appearances without winning the championship.
Wow.
With 22.
That's pretty bananas.
That's awful. Chris.
So that's the most Florida State thing I've ever heard.
Talking about the Noles. What?
California.
I'm going to say yes.
Right again. Chris Mitchell tearing through it as well.
Man, I'm feeling the sweat beads.
James, if you get this, you'll be at six, meaning Chris can only tie. James. Michigan State.
Let's go with or nah.
Correct. Chris.
Pressure.
This is to stay alive and force the tiebreaker potentially.
Okay.
Michigan.
I'm going to say nah.
Incorrect.
No. My streak.
And it goes down to the wire, and James Stanley is victorious. James, congratulations, sir. Damn it. The reason I've blatantly didn't tell you how many championships UCLA had is because that was the tiebreaker question. UCLA and Arizona have the most combined championships in baseball and softball. How many?
25.
James, any guess?
22.
13.
Oh.
UCLA's won 12 baseball and one softball. And Arizona's won 8-5.
Perfect.
Baseball, softball.
Gnarly.
All right, we're going to take one last very short break, but when we come back, we've got our statements of the week before we log off on this Wednesday afternoon. Once again, you are listening to KCOU 88.1 FM. Salute your sports. Stay tuned, folks, because we'll be right back.
KCOU would like to thank Cafe Berlin for their support. Check out Cafe Berlin's delicious and diverse brunch menu at CafeBerlinComo.com. Looking for a fun night out in Colombia? Check out Cafe Berlin's live music calendar on their website as well. Thank you, Cafe Berlin, for your continued support of KCOU Colombia 88.1 FM.
Missouri Tigers football and men's and women's basketball on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU Sports is brought to you by El Rancho. Located at 1014 East Broadway, El Rancho provides themselves in serving up fresh and authentic Mexican food. To look at their menu and learn more, go to www.columbiamomexicanfood.com. Thank you, El Rancho, for supporting KCOU 88.1 FM, the student voice of the Missouri Tigers.
Whether it be t-shirts for your charity event or jerseys for your intramural team, One-to-One Print Shop can handle your custom apparel needs. If you need inspiration crafting a design, you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram at One-to-One Print Shop to check out some of their latest work. You can also visit their website at onetoonprintshop.com. That's O-N-E-T-O-O-N-E printshop.com.
Welcome back. The final 5 minutes here on Salute Your Sports. I am Matthew Terry, Chris Mitchell, James Stanley alongside me for the end of another fantastic edition here another glorious Wednesday afternoon. Only got about 5 minutes left in the show. We have a few things that we feel like we need to say. We're not airing our grievances this week.
Nope.
Nothing that we're really too upset, concerned about.
Especially just going to go to the general
statements of the week. So Chris Mitchell is going to start things off, go to James, then it'll go to myself, and I will end the show from there. So as I wait for James to cue up the music, and there it is, Chris Mitchell, take it away.
Mine's going out to Super Mario Maker. Okay, for so those of you who don't know, Super Mario Maker is a game that came out for the Wii U back in 2014 or 2015, in which you, the object is you make your own Super Mario levels. It could be from Super Mario Brothers 1, like 3, Super Mario World, or like the new Super Mario Brothers style. It was sort of like a 3D type of thing. And ever since the Nintendo Switch came out, people have been like, okay, so where is Super Mario Maker for the Switch? Because it's the way, like, the Switch is set up, it would be perfect for a game like Super Mario Maker. And then there's just been nothing about it. Until today, Nintendo announced that Super Mario Maker 2 will be coming out sometime this year for Nintendo Switch. So I'm very excited. Can't wait to get some more good Super Mario Maker content for my ear holes and my eye holes. And that is my statement of the week, slash my little Corsica backboard moment, because I will not be on the air on Friday.
I had one.
Okay.
That doesn't help.
Did
James.
It walk out the door? Or like, where is it?
It did. It walked out the mental door. It'll come back here in a second.
I'm not going to help. Just staring at me is not going to do any help, James.
What have to do with? My statement of the week is that I have no statement of the week. There, that's my one time going to the
useless.
Well for this one.
Come on, man.
Oh, I know what it was. It was for LaDainian Washington with the AAF. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Go for it then.
Is it the Birmingham Iron? Is that their
yeah.
team for the AAF? Congratulations to LaDainian Washington, former Missouri Tiger wide receiver standout from Shreveport, Louisiana. Congrats to him for finally getting on a football roster in the United States. That's not in Canada.
Ricky Hatley, too, is on that team.
Hey.
All right.
Front of the show.
My statement of the week, yours truly. And I'll be giving out a shout out to who else but Tottenham Hotspur. My beloved boys in Lily White with a massive 3-0 victory over Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League just before we went on the air. A Tottenham team that is without two of their three best attacking players and two of their three best goal scorers, putting three past the best team in Germany for a massive Champions League victory. Jan Vertonghen, a brilliant Belgian center back defender, with his first ever Champions League goal today. Heung-min Son, Fernando Llorente also adding goals as well for Tottenham's big 3-0 victory. One last time before we go off the air, I want to mention again, KCOU live at Willie's. Don't miss an exciting opportunity to catch KCOU live at Willie's. That's right, on Saturday, February 16th from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., our flagship Sports Saturday show, No Huddle, will be live at Willie's and Bullwinkles. These guys will be doing live trivia and giving out prizes in addition to breaking down Mizzou and college hoops as well as the NBA. So come out and support KCOU live at Woolies and Bullwinkle next Saturday at 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And stay for the game as Mizzou men's basketball takes on Ole Miss right after the show. Thank you all for listening to another great edition of Salute Your Sports. For my co-host Chris Mitchell, for my producer James Stanley, I have been Matthew Terry, signing off on another Wednesday night. Got some great content coming up for you. The Pulse coming on right after this. And great sports content coming on. We'll be right back with you in just under 7 days, folks. Next Wednesday, Salute Your Sports once again. Stay safe, folks.